You're listening to the TSL Podcast, the podcast for the number one social co-ed touch football league in the entire universe, with your hosts, me, Joe K, Doreen, and a host of other lovely TSL celebrities we got to come on and talk to us. Let's get into the show.
I mean, I had the my flight was delayed by 3 hours, missed my connection at JFK, and that was when shit was really bad back in 2022 flying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happened is the plane gets out to the end of the runway, ready to take off, then all of a sudden it pulls to the side. Captain comes on and says, it looks like somebody's bag made it on that didn't make it onto the flight, which security was that bad. It took like 3 hours to get through security.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait, so they're just going to take us back to the gate because of... Apparently on international flights, if there's a bag on that somebody doesn't get on, they have to take it back. They can't fly it.
Oh, so you had a bag, but not a person. How does the bag make it in the person?
Because security was 3 hours. That means they checked their bag and then had to wait too late.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was the worst security I've ever been through.
That sounds
I'm
going to
break something, actually, if I try that.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I'm going to leave it be. I'm going to break something.
My husband brought all of his toys back from, like, his old room, and this is what they gave children in 1974.
What do you do?
You could kill a man with that.
I'm going to break a finger.
Exactly. Yeah.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TSL Podcast. With Tori going, yeah.
Creep. I take it to the bars.
Want to try?
Despite Doreen talking about her and her husband's toys, and John being trapped in various airport scenarios, welcome, everybody. We're here. We got on that topic because apparently John Langley is a bonehead, and he left his laptop in Houston. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Total bonehead. But yeah,
scumbag.
So... Yeah,
there's
so,
one.
Yeah, the scumbag counter is on. As always, I'm your host, Joe K. Doreen's here. She's chewing on stuff, so she doesn't have to say much. Obviously, John Langley is one of our guests today. He's a very long-term recurring guest, almost like a side character at this point. But it's a good thing, because that makes it easier, because we don't have to like hear his boring where-did-he-come-from story. But we'll have to hear one of those today anyway. Don't give me that look.
It's not boring.
Melissa's here.
It is kind of boring.
Breakfast Club captain, by the way. So, like, that's a big step.
Yeah. It only took, like, 3 years.
Well, for a minute there, nobody wanted to not be a captain because they were having a blast, and then all of a sudden it became an issue, and it's like, oh, shit, let's start asking people. But I think we got a good group.
Hey, I want to bring bets back. I've done
so do it. Challenge them to everybody.
Week one I didn't. Week two, Steph and I did, and Jenna and I did one last Saturday. Every week I shoot it in the group chat.
Doreen, how do you not do
every
bets?
Every week I ignore it in the
she
group
does,
chat.
She goes... I don't bet. That's for sinners.
Yeah. I forgot I said
you are the sinner. You're like the elite TSL sinner, and you're going to not do the bets?
Yeah, I'm a sinner.
Why
lie
wouldn't you just do the
bet? That's why I don't bet.
So what I'm hearing is that Doreen doesn't believe in her team, and because
that,
of that.
That it has, okay, because of that, I'll bet this week.
Why are you playing? Why are you playing your son's team?
I am.
So you'll do both against your kid.
So I'll do it against my kid.
That's amazing.
I know. It's supposed to be like 54 and rainy this weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that changes because he's been hoping to go to
this game. Yeah. This is what he had circled when the schedule
yes.
came out.
Yes. And it just so happens to be a day that he doesn't have baseball on Saturday, so he actually could make it. So it worked out perfectly. And now I'm like looking at the weather.
Eh, he'll be fine.
I'm like, bah.
Throw a parka on him or something. It'll be okay. He's going to be... He'll be fine because he'll be jazzed to, like, watch the game. So.
Yeah, I know. But if it's raining, you know.
They've invented umbrellas along the way. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Plus, you can just go after the game. Mm-hmm. That's not really a you problem anymore. That's what Tim's for, so.
Poor guy.
Like, just running around.
You pick him up at 12 from the Rose Garden. Come back, get me at 6.
And
like me last Saturday, I was supposed to be back here at 1 o'clock, and... somebody was like, I had said that to them when they wanted to have a drink with me. I said, I can't. I got to leave. I got to be home by 1. And then around 1:50, they asked if I wanted to have a drink. I was like, yeah, sure. And they were like, thought you were supposed to be home. I was like, yeah, at 1. I got like 10 minutes.
Is he going to divorce me?
And then he was like, it's almost 2. I was like, oh, shit.
No, daylight savings just didn't click in your brain yet. That's the problem.
I'm in Chicago time, I guess. I don't know.
That's what we'll go with anyway. All right. Missy, tell me where you came from and when you started playing in the league and your whole story.
Your origin story.
I love the origin story.
I started coming in watching the league in 2019.
Why is that?
The Kitas.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's my biff. And then she just so happened to be on in Fuego at the time. Blast from the Past there for you, Doreen.
Wow. Yes. I was like, wait a minute, I know the name of that. Who you played on that team?
Jesus Christ.
And I then that is also how I met Blaze. And then between Jesse and Blaze, they were like, you should just play. And eventually I stopped working Saturday mornings and signed up for Breakfast Club.
And then how'd you get, because what teams have you been on in your illustrious career?
Just Breakfast Club and Balls Deep. So my first session, I believe it was spring of...
It was definitely one of the two, I'll guarantee that.
It was with Becca. It was winter. That's all I know. Whatever session Becca won the Breakfast Club championship.
Okay.
That was BDSM with Sean and Talia. That was my first session.
Okay. Damn, that was forever ago.
I did not play on the team, and I did a lot of subbing. Grass Eaters was still in the league.
Yep.
I subbed with them a bunch, and I subbed with Balls Deep a bunch. And then that fall, they were like, hey, we need a girl.
You already show up all the time. Anyway.
And yeah, I was like, cool. Sure, why not?
That's pretty cool. So now you've been on that team for a couple of seasons. How long has that team been around now that I think about it? It's been a minute.
Few years.
They were Balls Deep when I joined them, but they were also... Deep. Punt Cakes at some point, I think.
They're the offshoot of Graves Brothers.
Yes, okay.
How do people remember these things?
At least three of the
four. I can't remember my laptop, but I can remember these things.
Yeah.
I'm horrible.
I think that pretty much explains everything.
Yeah.
So, are you having a good time? I mean, it seems to be a pretty good season for you guys.
Oh, yeah. Breakfast Club, I've only lost my first game. And Balls Deep, Saturday, our first, yes, to you. And then Balls Deep lost their first game this weekend. So had a great start, though.
So what changed on Balls Deep, at least, that, I don't know, what are you guys, like 3-1 or something like that?
Too much, like, roster-wise.
Yeah, just
not much
has
changed. We just, I think that helped, too, because it was the first session that we didn't have, like, a lot of roster changes since I've been with them, because every session... It was me. We changed our girls every session except for this one. So all four girls show up now. And all of our guys, like, we don't have a lot of guys, but they show up every week. So it's just consistency. And we've all been playing together for a little while now.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So back to the Breakfast Club and captaining and everything. Do you love it then? Like, are you enjoying it? Like, the whole experience, doing the draft and everything?
Well, I actually didn't get to do the draft.
Wait, what the hell? Why?
Katie had to stand in for me.
Oh,
I had to
work. That's right.
I couldn't get off. It was a last-minute thing, so I couldn't get off for it.
So how are you happy with the way the draft turned out, or would you have done it differently?
No, I texted her, and I was like, hey, I know it's a draft. I don't know where you're going to pick. I was like, try to get certain players, like, because I got to see, but I didn't even know who was listed as QB. Like, Jeff only sent me the list of everyone that signed up, not who signed up QB, QB only, nothing like that. So I was like, all right, I know these people. I know this would be fun to play with. I was like, this would be a good time. Try to get them, if not, obviously. But
right.
I didn't even tell Katie anything. She knows what she's doing.
You're not wrong about that. So that's cool. So I do have a question for everybody who got to play football or at least go to the fields this week. How was the weather? Was it shitty?
Windy.
Was it nice?
I got drunk.
Yeah. Okay. Meanwhile.
Well, that's just another week, Doreen.
Yeah. I don't remember the weather.
It was, like, temperature-wise was pretty... would have been
windy.
Good. But the wind and the clouds made it feel a lot chillier than it really was.
Yeah, I was warm while I was playing, but if I was just watching for, like, the 2 hours that I didn't play that day, I was freezing.
And the time it decided to rain was when the 1 o'clock refs were reffing, and I was just getting pelted in the face.
Oh, yeah, 1 o'clock, typical. I played in the rain.
John getting pelted in the face, story at 11.
His favorite thing ever.
I love it.
You're not wrong.
I love it.
Takes me back to college.
It's not
college. High school.
Nah.
Sure. Anyway, no comments any further. So as we usually do, we get into the games, and I make you, as the guest, who is female, because that's what we do it, read the scores. So tell us what happened in Breakfast Club.
9 a.m. Sit in My Face, 30. Miles on It, 22. Malicious Minx, 40. Gen X, 32. Reincarnated, 33. These Nuts, 21.
Doreen, what happened?
Hi.
33-21, getting smoked.
No, it was...
I heard you're flipping off commissioners and just getting suspended.
What's
the deal there, boss?
Typical game.
Run of the mill.
No, so actually, you know, not to like take away from them or anything, but like we kind of like just whatever on the last play and they scored. So it was because by that point we knew we were under like a minute and we weren't gonna, you know, get the ball back or anything like that. They scored with 1 second left and we were like, it's fine, it's over. But prior to that, it was a very close game. Actually, the first series, Buddy had the ball and we stopped him on defense, which is super exciting because you don't stop Buddy a lot of times. Right. So we were stoked about that. Came down, scored. Then they came down again. Then they scored, but we were still up by a point because they didn't get the extra point. And it was just like that all game.
A real back and forth game, Joe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. And, it's always that way.
Yeah, and then right at the end, they got, I think, we had an interception, Frank threw an interception, and so they had to stop there, and then we came down to basically score with, like, only a few seconds left on the clock. Tyson caught the ball in the end zone, and Jeff Kroll from, like, the other side of the field said that one of his feet were out, and so he called it not a touchdown, which is just awful, so he deserved to be flipped off. But, you know, but yeah, it was one of those things where the other teammate who was covering Tyson, he had like tried to make this amazing play, dove in front of him and kind of stood up and like gave him respect. So like, right. It's one thing if the other team is like, no, his foe is out, or screaming because they're right there, you know, but nobody said anything. So when that happened, we were kind of like, ugh. So a little annoying. By that, we were deflated. And then there was like, I don't know how many seconds left on the clock, like 15, 20. They had two plays and they scored on the last play. But I did shut Alex D down, which made me so happy.
I love that.
Yeah, it was funny. It was the last...
He's going to hear it.
The last drive,
I'm going to
yeah.
get text messages from him as soon as he listens to
this. He knows. I've been talking about it since Sarah's like, I shut that shit down. Buddy, like, looked right at him, and I was coming over the top of him, and, like, Buddy literally smiles at me, has the freaking time.
Did Buddy smile at you and throw it to you?
Yeah, I know, right? And then he threw it, over my head to a wide-open receiver across the back of the end zone, so it didn't even matter, but it was just funny. And then I just loved to, like, stand over Alex and be like, I shut your shit down. So he's exciting. Our group chats have been just going crazy the last 2 days. Everybody just making fun of everybody. We're all a little feisty.
That's the best, though.
Like, I know, it is fun.
As soon as your team comes together like that, it's mm-hmm. the best part. That's kind of like one of the better parts about Breakfast Club. And going back to, you know, saying like, the one referee thing, you know, he couldn't see it, but the other team was kind of like, eh, good job, man. Like,
yeah.
I've kind of noticed in Breakfast Club, everybody kind of realizes like, eh, it's one referee and everybody's here to have some fun. So more people are like, if they get a call wrong or they don't see something, they kind of go, no, I was out. And like, everybody's just like honest about stuff instead of arguing about it. Until, of course, the playoffs where everybody will throw haymakers. But other than that, I mean, it's really just like the vibes are always different. And that's why I always tell people, play Breakfast Club. And everybody always seems to want to, like right now, everybody's like, let's go play Breakfast Club. This is the best time ever. Oh my God. Oh, I wish I was doing that. That sounds like the best. And then,
but then when we ask them to sign up,
it's like, oh, I don't know. I might have stuff to do. Like what? I don't know. I just might. Shut the fuck up.
What, like sleeping?
Yeah, right.
Fuck you. Get out of bed.
People are like, yeah, I'm going to sign up. And then they just don't show up.
But if that's my game's at 9 and then it's at 3 like that week, that would suck. Like it would suck.
Then ref and make $30 an hour.
That's another thing. And then honestly, if you ref, a few weeks, then you can play on two teams. Then you play at 9, 12, and 3.
It's perfect.
Or two. We've only been playing at two.
We haven't had three. We're looking forward to having all of our girls. We only had two girls the last 2 weeks, so we've been playing shorthanded too.
Oh, what's been going on? Just people don't want to play with you?
No, Tori's just been out, but she told us ahead of time that she'd be out for those 2 weeks. Mm. And then we had a last minute cancellation on Saturday, and so now it was like, oh, now we're down to two. And the other girl is somebody who's brand new to the league. She just started, so that's been tough.
Yeah, that's okay, but that's...
She'll get there. She's good, and I can tell she's going to be even better when she gets more confident, but just because it's, like, literally only her third game.
Learning the game.
Is that Mark's daughter?
Yes,
yeah,
it is. Trinity.
She's got talent.
Yeah, she'll get there. Yeah.
Yeah,
and good genetics, too. Mm-hmm. We have the Malicious Minx scoring 40 points as Gen X gets 32. Tell me about your game.
It was pretty close for most of the game. Mm-hmm. And then we made the bet that loser had to wear their clothes backwards for the rest of the day. Well, the shirt backwards the rest of the day.
Fair enough.
So throughout the game, John and I were like, oh, what shirt are you wearing later? What are you wearing backwards? I better see it. And then we're like, 6 points isn't much. And then they would come back. We just kind of went back and forth for a lot of the game. But I definitely have to give a shout out to my guys because we have no more than five that show up every week.
Right.
If we're lucky. And the five that show up are the same five every week, and they show up and they take care of business. Girls, I mean, still learning for, well, Megan's still learning. I've got Katie. I can't say she's still learning. She's phenomenal.
I think she knows what she's doing.
She's phenomenal. I think that was the best pick.
Well, she picked herself then, right?
No, Katie Swanson.
That's right.
Katie Topolsky is on my team.
My bad. You're right.
But she is amazing. Showed up halfway through the game, or quarterway through the game, wearing Air Max sneakers. Because she couldn't find her cleats because she left them in her cousin's car after softball on Wednesday.
Oh, no.
And you couldn't even tell. Just went out and still made fucking plays, unless you saw the bright pink on her sneakers. But, and then it also helped out that since I needed a sub, I live with somebody that does not play in Breakfast Club. So I can just say, hey, what are you doing at 9 a.m. on Saturday? You're going to come play on my team today. Thanks.
Or else. We need a rusher. Come on.
He didn't even rush.
He should have, though. That would have been really fucking funny.
I should have done it.
You should have made him. I got you for one reason, defensive line.
Just
go rush.
Go rush him.
Although, having him rush, if he wants to go all out, would be such an advantage in Breakfast Club where people are still figuring shit out.
Yeah.
Almost insane, and I'm kind of glad he didn't. Well, does he usually ref Breakfast Club? That's when I see him reffing.
Usually. So I got lucky when the ref schedule came out, and he was not reffing because he reffed every other hour that day that he did not play.
Fair enough.
Breakfast Club and 2 o'clock were the only times that he was available.
So, what's something about Blaze that he will not want you to say on the podcast that you're going to say anyway? Give us some info. Tell us about her, boy. You know you got stuff.
I don't know.
You know there's a
she's got the face.
In
she's
there
like,
somewhere.
I'm trying to think because like he doesn't really care. Like anyone knows anything, he'll tell you all about it.
I know. I'm just fucking around.
Okay, I'll tell a story then. Melissa.
The time that I had to pick him up from
home. Melissa knew
right
where
before COVID. Melissa and I had just started. I don't even know if we were actually dating yet, or we had just started dating.
You were at the level of I had to call Melissa to come pick me up. Yeah. I think I called you because he was in such rough shape. I was
you
like,
were the drunk I need help call. So I mean, that's like definitely a level.
He was over in our basement bar with a bunch of us. We were all drinking, and
he made me come inside first too. I think I was down there for like half an hour.
Whoa.
Yeah, and
because he's like, I'm not ready to leave yet.
And we were like, I was trying to give him water, but my husband, who is actually a
good,
like,
decent human being.
Yes, but also more of a little, like, people think I'm the, like, bad one, and in reality, sometimes it's Tim. But he does it so cute and sweet that nobody ever gets mad at him for it, and they just assume it's me. So he was still feeding him bourbons, and I'm over here, like, giving him waters, and he thinks it's hysterical. He did the same fucking thing to Ricky one time, too.
I'm sure that was so difficult to pull off.
Oh, my God. We had him propped in a corner at one point.
Yeah,
so.
I had to come and get him. I had to go in the basement. I had to sit there to see everything, and then had to, like, drag him out of the house. He's, like, falling on the street. I had to get him in my car.
Here's my favorite part of the story, though. Prior to you showing up, it got so bad. My uncle, like, he got, like, annoyed with him and decided to give him a wedgie. And so here's my grown-ass friend getting a fucking wedgie from my uncle. And I was like, this has to stop. Give me your phone. I'm calling Melissa. So then she comes to pick him up. They're gone for, like, I don't know, a half hour. And I go upstairs to go to the bathroom. And I see that she's still on the front lawn. She couldn't get him off the front lawn. They had left like 30 minutes prior.
He sat down and he laid down.
I thought they were gone.
Nope.
So they almost died that day.
And then your neighbors moved.
Thank God I was sober that day.
Well, yeah, you would think so. What else would it be? It would only get worse from there. Then you guys are just still sleeping on the front lawn.
I don't
even
know what I was doing.
It was 5 years ago. Nobody can.
That's how we know you're a keeper.
Aw.
That's literally when we first started dating. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if we were official yet.
Because I think I would have been like,
I feel like that's one of those moments, though, in that scenario where it's like, okay, well, after that night, I guess we're just official. Fuck it.
Yeah, I had to just throw you in the car and drag you home anyways and pray that you weren't going to throw up in my car.
Nice.
Did he?
No.
All right.
Blaze doesn't usually throw up.
That's noted.
Except for his one birthday, him, Nick Angelo, and Chris Nelson were all in the bathroom taking turns throwing up at a surprise party that I threw for him for his birthday at Bobby's house before we lived there.
All of that.
Was there
before
only
that.
One bathroom?
Yeah, Bobby only has, well, he's got the bathroom in the garage and the one in, like, upstairs, and we weren't living above the garage yet, so we couldn't just go upstairs. But Blaze had thrown up first, and then I don't know if Nick Angelo actually threw up, but the three of them cuddled on the couch together at some point.
All tracks. Sleeping. I love it. So that brings up another question. Bobby McConnell, landlord. How is that?
Actually, I have no complaints.
Yeah.
He takes care of everything. We have a lawn boy. Like, none of us have to mow the lawn. He pays this college kid to come and mow the lawn. And he also has a pool boy. So anytime that anything goes wrong with the pool, somebody comes and takes care of the pool. All Bobby does for the pool is put on his pool chemical outfit first.
What is a pool chemical outfit?
Clothes that he would not wear for anything besides putting chemicals in the pool.
Just in case something splashes?
Hates the pool chemicals. Puts on gloves to touch them. Goes in, drops the chemicals, and before he does anything else, he goes in and changes.
That actually adds up.
No, it tracks. But like, what's the chemicals gonna do? Like, whiten his skin more? Like, come on.
They actually do destroy clothes.
I know, but.
But also, he is Irish.
Don't splash around with the chemicals. I don't know.
What does the pool boy look like? Is he cute?
I don't know. I've only seen him. I think he's like an older guy that like works at the pool store.
Also tracks, weirdly. But anyway. So you have a lawn boy and a pool boy.
Yeah, pool boy only comes when something's wrong with the pool.
Ah, okay. So he's not like
a common pool.
He's not like skimming the helicopters off the pool.
No, he's like a
he's a pool man.
He's a half-ass pool boy.
Unbelievable. This is fun.
This is fun. We're learning so much.
We're having a good time. We've been through two games.
And I can have a dog. So there's actually times that Cloud will go down the stairs and he'll sit at Bobby's door and he'll like bark and Bobby will let him in and he'll go sit on the couch.
Just hang out with Bobby.
He goes and hangs out with Bobby on the couch while they watch TV.
Fair enough. That seems like a fun thing. I forgot about that part. I would have asked you about that right off the jump.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have one last game to talk about, I guess. Sit in my face 30, Miles on at 22. Doreen's child is still terrible at being a Breakfast Club captain, it would seem.
Won't even tell him anymore.
I know. Oh, but does he ask every time still?
He does. I did say...
Are you lying? Saying you guys fought hard?
I say it's not lying. I say they fought hard. That's not a lie.
I guess that's true.
Right. And if you look, I mean, that's only 8 points they were...
They're in the game.
There's a caveat to all that.
I was going to say, John, you played in the game. Why don't you let me know what happened?
Yeah, so it wasn't the actual drafted team. Jordan Lawson was throwing. And Dylan Geloza was subbing as well.
Oh, interesting.
So... Let's put that asterisk in there.
I didn't know. I didn't see it.
That makes sense.
No, I give Jordan, first, I'm going to give him a lot of credit. I think if he should take anything from this game, he needs to play more loose and not care as much because he plays a lot better when he knows, like, Jordan Lawson.
It's almost like the John Langley is much better when he doesn't know he has to throw until, like, 2 minutes beforehand.
Oh, the superstar QB2 when I just get thrown into action and all of a sudden it works.
You agreed to it.
It's true. But... No, they played really, really well, but this was also, and Garrett will tell you, probably one of the worst games he's thrown and still managed to put up 30 and win the game. It was obviously very windy. Garrett was a little bit uncomfortable back there. I don't think he set his feet to throw once.
I'm not sure he ever does.
He overthrew me about 4 times in the end zone, which is very unheard of him. But
should have got taller, Langley.
Yeah, scumbag.
You ever seen the movie White Men Can't Jump? Me.
In a nutshell.
Scumbags can't jump.
Last time I saw you jump, you landed really hard on your shoulder.
That's true. And I'm trying not to do that again.
Thank you for not trying to get hurt.
But I played, but I didn't. I more affected the coverage than anything in the game.
Fair enough.
It got all the guys, like Dan Wynn is super fast, super athletic. Really he had a really good game. The girls, I'll tell you this, Megan on our team.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody picks her up, they're going to get a future stud. She is really good.
She's helping out TMA for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
She is.
Doesn't she have a way into the tots though? Doesn't her sister play?
No, different Meg.
That's Meg Mallon.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm super confused.
And she used to play in the tots. I thought
she did used to play, but Megan's going to be. She's brand new to the league, but she. I mean, she sat there and dove for a deep ball. I've never seen a brand new girl flat out lay out.
Yep.
And someone said they thought they saw her smiling when she dove for that ball. So,
future psycho, yes!
Not future, current.
But she's got 2 touchdowns already this season. Got one last week when I had the throw because Garrett overslept.
She had one on TMA.
And then one in. She's going to be really, really good. She was aggressive on defense, and Garrett made a really good point. You can tell with newer girls in the league, the more aggressive they are, the better you're going to see them ascend and learn.
I agree with that. Yeah. I also agree with the other thing I was going to say. When you have a new female in the league, in Breakfast Club especially, do they ask questions about how to play football? Do they like really come up and say, I don't know what I did wrong here or what I should be doing here. What should I do? And they ask anybody just for advice, like constantly like trying to learn and get better. And anybody who does that, plus is apparently a diving out for balls psycho type person, yeah, they tend to do okay in the league.
She asked for how we do our routes. And I said, do you mean like, do we have numbered routes or does the quarterback? And she's like, as long as the quarterback like shows me or tells me, you know, I'll be good. And so we went out for like one and she came right back and she said, did I run that right? You know? And
perfect.
Yeah. And they were like, yeah. And she was like, okay, good. But it is kind of true because some quarterbacks use different verbiage than others. And like,
well, sure, you guys play with Franco and he's just like seven and you're like, what the
fuck? He's like a one and a two.
And let me tell
and
you,
and a four.
And his, and he combined the numbers too, but the funny thing is that four. I used to play for a team for like 6 or 7 years. We played against the Wanderers every like playoff or division championship. It was hysterical. He hated them, and we hated him. We actually talked about this on Saturday, how much we hated each other. But he that team that I played for did the numbers too, but it's completely opposite of his numbers. So even though it has been like 10 years since I played with that team, when he yells out a number, I'm like in my brain going, flip it.
That's so funny.
It's so hard for me because, you know, having numbers. Played football, numbers meant routes. Like 7 was a smash route and 8 was a post route. And, you know, I used to do that.
1 through 4, and then he combines them.
And I used to do that, and then I realized that's way too confusing for people that did not play football. So you have to now I say the routes, and then when I'm with new people, I'm like, shoot, they're already out there. I don't think I explained the route well enough.
Yeah, like, well, you were having that on Pitterade, which
that has been a struggle. Which we'll get there.
Say, do you know route X, and any, you know, 72% of the league are like, cool, no problem. But it's like, oh shit, this is somebody who's still newer, so you got to do the poke on somebody and draw
it out and
do the
tell
Chris
them,
Cole go out around somebody's nipple, you know, the whole thing.
Do this, but I think we've got a really good team. Joe, obviously, you're on
the
team.
I like our team for sure.
We've got a good blend of players. The one thing I noticed about Breakfast Club this year is there's not as many stars, but teams are more balanced. You're seeing more.
I think I love that.
More. Yeah. It's actually.
That's why I said earlier when somebody's like, wow, there's a lot of new girls people. In the league and just new people in general. It. I'm like, that's the best part.
That was the whole reason for doing Breakfast Club.
I actually was talking, I think there's been 3 different people that I've talked to this session so far that do not play Breakfast Club. And they're like asking about like the teams I play. And I'm like, oh, well, I also play at 9 a.m. every week. I was like, it's Breakfast Club. I was like, it's so much fun. They're like, what?
So that's the thing that like, you're right. I'm sorry to cut your point off. I hope it wasn't the best point in podcast history. However, I've learned a little bit more this year that people don't know all of our like extra bullshit. They don't realize that there's a website. They realize we don't do it. Some people don't know we do a podcast. They don't know that we have like the articles on the site. Mm-hmm. They don't know that we have breakfast. Like all the places that you would like learn about, they have no fucking clue we even exist. And that's why like a decent percentage of the league just doesn't know that it exists.
Yeah.
And then they find out and they're like, holy shit, you guys do all this too? And it's like, oh man, we got to get that word out more somehow. I don't know.
And it's sad because last week's poll question might have been the best poll question in Toppers or TSL history.
What is it?
Was it the gorilla one?
It was the gorilla one.
That's the one with the Trishes.
A bunch of different.
Yeah, the Trishes.
I personally like the 50 Langleys of 50 Garrett's, but.
Of course you
do. You're a little biased over there.
So it took us 35 minutes or something to get through Breakfast Club. Well.
Too much fun.
No. I've been told more times than not that the more we bullshit about other things and talk about people in the league and, you know, pool boys, it's a lot more fun than just naming every single game where I just go, oh, cool, good job by this team. Like
I'm going to learn the pool boy's name just for you.
I don't know. Pool boy's good enough. Get him to play football, though.
I don't know if he will. I don't know if he's that kind of man.
Well, I mean, he's with Bobby. He's got to be, right? So does the
pool... This is true.
Do you think Bobby has him running slam routes and throwing it right at his
nose? No, but I do think he has to clean the pool 2 times a day.
Or when Jordan lived with us for a little while, he was pool boy. Poor Jordan. I miss Jordan.
That tracks.
I can picture Jordan as a pool boy.
And he did it himself.
Yeah.
Like, no one asked him to do it. He was just like, I'm going to go outside.
I'm going to help out and do stuff.
I'm going to do stuff. I'm just sitting around.
If it's nice outside, it's not a chore. It feels fun.
10 a.m. games. Let's go.
All right, 10 a.m. What a Dump, 36. Free Ballers, 25. PWI, 57. 716, 34. Tater Tots, 40. Come From Behind, 22. Intentional Clowning, 50. Raw Milkers, 26. TMA, 32. Balls Deep, 22.
All right. So first up, Intentional Clowning putting up 50 against the Raw Milkers. Raw Milkers, they're doing okay, but they're also 0-4, so kind of sucks, but a big win for Clowning. They put up a bunch of points. Shout out to them. Tater Tots 40, Come From Behind 22. The start of a big day for Tater Tots, it seems. John, you said you saw the game a little bit. What kind of happened in that one?
Yeah, so it was really, really close for the first half. You know, the probably strongest arm in the league, Paul Lavulo.
Yeah, he was back.
He's out there slinging it around. He was not happy with his game, and I kept trying to tell him on the sideline, hey, you're slinging it out there. You're putting it in the right spot. Just
they're not catching it.
A couple little, you know, it's tough for them because, you know, moving up to D4, you know, they have the girls that catch everything that comes to them. They're just not quite as fast. That's a little bit of a disadvantage when you play some teams that might man the girls, but their guys are obviously probably some of the best athletes in D4. Kind of reminds me of THK a little bit back when we had like Deke, Pete, Alex, but the girl situation wasn't great. Very similar. It's hard to win that way, but it was, I think 22 to 16 at halftime, or it might have been tied 22 to 22 or something. And then B just went B. And
hit
probably three or four out and ups to the girls like in a row, two of them for touchdowns, and they just started to pull away.
That'll do it.
And I'm sitting there talking to the guys from Come From Behind. I'm like, you know, they're just going to run that. He's going to run that out and up to Randy or is it Meg? I can't remember. It's Meg or which
Missy.
Just kept running it with them and just hitting them right in stride. It seemed like the wind just did not affect B's ball at all, which is kind of ironic because he don't throw it real hard, but
he knows.
And he lost it. He's right up. But Tater Tots, the only thing that I'm going to come out of this game is Donnie, because I know Donnie, I've played softball with him. You got to calm down, my man. He was out there looking to start some, not necessarily start a fight, but he was running his mouth a little bit, and if it had escalated a little bit more, it probably would have been worthy of an ejection, but he was running his mouth a little bit at Come From Mind, and if anybody's played them, they're one of the nicest teams. You know, they don't say much.
I was just going to say, I'm like, that's an odd team to
exactly.
get
feisty
with.
They don't
like, if it's me on the other side, like, yeah,
well, what happened
that.
is Tater Tots was getting handsy.
What are you, yelling at Molly?
They were they were getting handsy.
Who just wants to touch her butt?
Yeah, right?
They were getting handsy. Tater Tots usually is. They're a pretty aggressive team. So Come From Behind started kind of shoving back a little bit in the end zone. Then there was a deep ball that Harlan was definitely shoved off. I would have called it pass interference too. So Stoner Dave called it pass interference. They were arguing about that, and then it just kind of kept going from there. And Donnie kept saying something. You know, nothing. He wasn't swearing at him. Wasn't nothing egregious. But it's like, dude, at some point you got to just turn around, walk away. This is touch football at the end of the day. I mean, if we're not. I'm not trying to. Don't think you should be out here trying to fight anybody. It's not that serious.
You must not have paid attention to this league for the last 20 years.
Oh, I thought that was just Ice Downtown and Legends, but or Ben Stack and Sean.
I don't know what that's about, but we'll get into it.
But
Tater Tots news.
That was last year.
I just assumed
it was this week.
That was a year ago. But no, it was a Tater Tots looks like a force to be reckoned with. They looks like they're starting to kind of put it together with B, and they've got the talent. There's no reason they can't win D4.
All right, look at that. Let's see here. So, Passing Mile Intoxicated put up 57 against 716. I mean, they put up 34 on their own, right? But still ended up losing by 23, which just sucks. Doreen, you played in this, or you knew about this game because you decided not to play in this game.
We had enough girls, and my other team played
So, I'm sure, let me ask, Colorado Mike sent you a text?
Yes.
Cool. Well, he's a lot of time to watch the game when they don't let him play.
So it's funny because I wanted to like kind of pinch together what he wrote and also what we've been discussing in the group chat for the last 2 days. But I'll say the nice stuff that he wrote first. But he basically said it was a great game by all on PWI. It will be interesting when they have to play 716 again with Pugh at quarterback because they did not have Pugh this week.
Who played quarterback?
It was a guy on their team.
Just a guy.
It wasn't for, because I asked too. I was like, white guy, mustache? He goes, black guy, hat. And I was like,
oh, Terrell, trouble.
Oh, they have Terrell.
Oh, okay. T-Tam showed up that week.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I did see him.
I was like, well, clearly Colorado Mike
really
is
good too, though.
Just as good with names as I am.
He scored 34 points.
Yeah, that's the first time he was throwing.
And against PWI, too. I mean, it's a decent team. So I've watched 716 a few times now. They're going to be a team to be reckoned with.
They're talented.
Sure.
They've got great athletes.
Yeah. As far as how the game went, Buddy Lee picked up where he left off last week. Ryan Dombrowski led the team in catches. Torrey touchdowns was at it again. Torrey even threw a touchdown to Sarah for some girl-on-girl action, which you usually have to pay more for. Shirtless Chris and Brett, I don't know how to say his last name, Shmugula, both had great days. I was like, I just know it is Eddie and Brett. Both had great days on offense. Tyson balled out on defense again, and it was a great team win. And then from what I'm gathering from the team chat, there must have been a situation where Colorado Mike tried to, after catching the ball, do a little fancy spin move. And I
blew out his knee.
It must have been something that was fun to watch, because it's all they've been talking about for the last 2 days. But Mike does tell us, though, that every time he attempts a spin move, an angel gets its wings. So there must be some good in that.
I love it. I wish I could have seen that.
It's more entertainment than
probably would have been beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to PWI. That's a big win. Good for them. What a dump 36. Free ballers 25. John, you saw a little bit of this?
Just a little bit. A little bit of the beginning, a little bit of the end. Free ballers, I think they were missing a lot of guys. They definitely did not have their full team, which makes it a little more difficult.
Historically.
But, you know, that's the way it goes. What a dump also didn't really have their full team, but they had enough. They had Derek Bongiovanni, Cody, you know, the works. Yeah. Kayla, who's the best player on the team. I'm not even going to apologize for saying
that. I think they know that.
Everybody knows that. But at the beginning, you know, they were moving the ball. Free ballers kind of they were moving the ball, but just couldn't finish drives. Mm-hmm. They were able to get some chunks, but it seemed to be a bit of a struggle. Then toward the end, one of the coolest things I've seen, Cody, this was a meaningless play. They didn't even have to run it. He gets the snap, goes back. Derek runs like an out toward the back of the end zone. And he just whips the ball behind the back.
Mm-hmm.
And Derek catches it, toe taps both feet in right near the sideline, touchdown. And I looked at Cody and said, that's nasty work. That's nasty work. I'm not even sure they counted that touchdown, because I'm pretty sure they won by a little bit more than that.
Maybe they didn't write that last one in.
I don't think I've seen a behind-the-back pass executed as perfectly as that ever. That was...
Shout out to Cody on that one.
But also, Derek, you know, as nice of a guy as he is, you know, being happy about that, I'm starting to question how nice he really is.
Oh, he is one of the nicest people you ever talked to in your entire life.
I know, because people just immediately jump down your throat instantly. Like, no, he's the nicest. Stop it.
Derek used to be one of my customers at work, so I used to see him all the time.
Fair enough. Maybe he tells people like Blaze, I don't know, but.
I love it. And last but not least in our little 10 o'clock game here, TMA 32, Balls Deep 22. TMA continues to just keep winning. They're 3-0 and gives Balls Deep their first loss. It's not without a little bit of fireworks, I guess. Doreen, Missy, you're both parts of this, so why don't you give me the rundown on what happened? Well, first off, don't you both wear the same colors? Did somebody wear gray?
No, we're light gray now.
Yeah, they're light.
What do you guys wear now?
Like a dark gray.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So it was probably still looking similar, but continue.
Almost white.
It's almost white. It's so light gray. So yeah, we're okay. So the biggest thing that people wanted to talk about was the fact that actually there was a 14-point spread, and TMA was not happy about that. We found that to be very disrespectful. So that was the first point of contention. And honestly, I want to automatically just start off by saying, like, I believe our MVP was Ryan. He was, you know, his quarterback skills are always great. He's, you know, throws it on a wire, and it's just I love his balls. And
nice,
Doreen.
But on defense,
he did have a pick.
Wild, yeah. He had a pick just as I thought I sacked the quarterback, and then I did that thing where I throw my hands down, and I was like, I didn't hit him, I didn't get him.
No, shucks.
But yeah, he was on full display, so he had a great game. So it was nice. Yeah, the I'll say it, and then you can jump in on this. There was a point of contention, and actually, what I want to talk about the most was the refs, because we'll say it. The one ref is newer. Okay, it's Jeff, and he's usually. I've reffed with him. He's
Jeff
usually pretty
from
good.
Here from the podcast.
Yeah, Tammy's husband, and he's decent. His back judge was Warren. Who he was upright, so that's good.
And no son running around to pay attention to.
Yeah, yeah. So not horrible, right? But it was a little close, and there was a play where Rich on my team was the safety, and I don't know who it was on offense.
Thomas
went for a ball, and Rich hit him a little early, and nobody called a penalty, but Warren threw the flag down, but didn't say anything. So defense walked off, offense came on. We thought we had a stop, you know, so the offense was walking on, and balls deep is like, he threw a flag down, right?
And as then, we're also walking off.
As you guys are walking off too. And then Jeff is like, no, I didn't see anything. But if you didn't see anything, then if he did, then it's his call to make.
Call, yeah.
And so I was just waiting for them to like stop the clock, go talk to each other. Instead, he just picked up the flag. And so we stayed out on offense, but balls deep was pissed about that, and I rightfully
would be pissed
so.
Too. Like, what the fuck was
you
that?
Don't just pick well, it up. Go talk to each other. This is the same shit I talked about, you know, from week one with that loser Garbaz. So, you know, it's like just talk to each other and be humans and communicate. But he ended up. They swayed it, and they said that it was a pass interference call. And so, and if I'm being honest, it wasn't a lot of contact. So a lot of times with me, I'm always like, no, it's not enough contact for me to call it. But he got there early.
I was gonna say,
it was.
You literally opened it by saying he got there early.
He
which
got
in my
there
mind
early.
Already told me you knew it was a penalty.
It was a penalty. So now here's where you guys got screwed again. Which I actually, if I had known this before, because I'm that person who while I'm playing, I'm like, no, it was a catch, or no, he tagged me. Like, I stopped running on one of my routes, and everybody's like, keep going, because somebody didn't. I was like, he
Blew
tagged
a whistle.
Me.
There should
have
been a whistle.
Fully tagged me. I'm stopping. But it's supposed to be, if there's a penalty in the end zone, would be a spot foul.
Well, PI is also a spot
it.
Foul.
Yeah,
we
you're supposed to get
it. We only got 10 yards and we were at midfield, so we still had 30 yards to go. So we lost out on 30 yards.
But why didn't anybody explain this to them?
I didn't know it. Until after the game.
Yeah.
Oh.
I looked up the rule book afterwards.
Say Chris looked up as well, too, because no one could tell us exactly.
It goes on the one.
Yeah, why would
it? It's supposed to go on the one.
And we got to the 40 instead.
But you did score on it, so it didn't matter. But. But here's where the problem really happened is then, you know, everybody's a little bit feisty to begin with now.
They should be.
Rich, the same exact guy, does the same exact route. Rich is doing the exact same defense on him. But this time he catches the ball. So they got a touchdown, but Rich fell to the ground. And now I'm mid of the end zone, and I'm like I'm looking right down at him. And I see this dude pick up his foot like he's going to like walk away from him. And then he extended his foot back and he kicked Rich while he was on the ground.
Ooh, scumbaggery.
And then he spiked the ball on him.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
So two egregious things. Exactly. Ejection immediately. And I jumped in the middle of them because I knew Will was going to come running.
Yeah.
I pushed Rich to the side. I pushed him to. I told everybody to get to the sidelines. I told Rich and Will shut up and get to the sidelines too. So it wasn't just Thomas, but. I told everybody to get the sidelines, and I don't like the fact that I felt like I had to be the one. The refs weren't doing anything, so I really feel like that wouldn't have gotten to that extent had the refs jumped in, had they called the right thing, had they talked to each other beforehand. It would have, I think, not gotten as feisty. And then, truthfully, after that, then I was like, "You're supposed to be kicked out for the rest of the game.
You're out." But
yeah, and Jeff was like, "Two plays," and I'm like. I don't think that's smart, because then
they're doing is
feisty.
Asking,
exactly.
Well, I will say, Thomas had no intention of actually kicking. They were tangled, and he was trying to get up.
I would agree with that if I didn't, with my own two cute little eyes.
I was going to say, I wasn't next to them.
Pull the foot back and kick, so that's the only problem.
But as soon as everyone separated, he did also walk over and say, hey, I don't want any problems. Are we cool? And shook his hand.
And you should do that after you spike a ball in someone's face.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know. Doesn't mean to kick, but a ball spike.
I didn't see all of it, but I do know that he has no violence intention, personally, like from what I know of him. So I just also think it was an off day for all of the egos of a field that day, possibly.
I texted the captain, what's his name? Chris?
My captain, yes, yeah. Chris.
Because I was like, do you want to come on and talk about it?
Yeah,
you
know? Trying to.
I was like, you want some notes? And let me read this only because it was the most professional text message I've ever gotten in my life.
Chris is a good guy.
Oh, it was cute. I was like, it sounds almost like he was scared and I was cracking up about it. Because I'm like, I'm not going to scare anybody.
Oh, also, like, I think we can force her. Doreen is texting Chris doesn't want anyone on our team to like be played out as a villain. Because
don't spike balls in people's faces.
That's not normal that's also not normal for us. Like, you guys are usually a really great team to play against. We're usually a really great team to play against.
Stop it, John.
Well,
King scumbag over here. Stop it.
Baseball thief is generally 99% of the time.
No,
really
I think he was making that towards me.
That's why I said, well, no,
Rich too.
No. Rich is a honeypot, don't you dare. He's the best safety in the league.
Rich and I laugh about this still. This goes back 3 years ago, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's true. So anyways, I sent a text to Chris. I was like, this is Doreen from the league. Me and Joe K are doing the podcast. Would you like to come and discuss your games? And I said, we meet in Williamsville. He's like, it is. Yes, this is Chris. I unfortunately have a few things that I need to get done after work. Was there anything in particular about the TMA versus Balls Deep game that you would like a comment on? And I said,
that's spectacular.
Whatever comments you want to make on
that.
Didn't
want it to be talked about. Yeah. Because it happened. Like, at the
end
of the day.
It's good to be talked about.
No, it's good.
Well, I didn't know about it, so I guess it
was. Like, we were there. What happened, happened. You can't change anything.
I think it's good in the sense, though, that, like, we want to talk about things like, okay, it's not in the rule books about what happens when there's an egregious act like that. However, it is up to the ref's discretion. Mm-hmm. And I think that these refs did a rough job of keeping the game on track, and then on top of it too, they fucked you guys over with that call. Then I guess you didn't because you got a touchdown on it,
but
still,
either way, if we didn't score,
and maybe if another thing too, if it had been, you know, kind of like made calm at that time, it wouldn't have gotten as
like
bad
if it was
as
like
did.
Hey, you shut the fuck up, but, you shut the fuck up, like,
and
if you
make somebody sit out for a while, then it makes everybody calm down.
Oh, he went over and pet Clyde. He goes, so, after when he came back out and he was calm, he goes, I just needed some therapy. He's like, because I was like, you made a new friend. I was like, Clyde made a friend, you made a friend. And he's like, sitting over there petting the dog.
And it was on us too. I mean, Rich charged him, and then his brother charged too. So like,
I think
then
if
I'm
no
like,
one
pushing.
Said anything, because he was walking away. If no one said anything, I think all would have been calm. But I don't know. I wasn't part of it. I can't speak for other people.
So just, you know, like, that's just one of those things where we all learn. And
I'll defend my team till I die.
I do feel like I've played enough sports because I'm old and we've all been there. Like, sometimes even in a heated game, you always want to have that like little extra fuck you, like when you do something cool, like in a heated game. I would bet that it was just supposed to be like a regular spike and the ball just happened to be like, it might have hit him in the face, and I don't think that was the intention. And then all of a sudden it becomes an, oh fuck, now I'm, you know, like, that type of thing, where it was like, you're just trying to like spike it in general and be like, fuck you. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh shit, I fucked up the fuck you. You know, like that type of
And you could say right away, like, oh shit, I didn't mean that for that to happen.
I don't
it would have de-escalated.
Was it behind him? Like us?
I don't know.
Him,
I wasn't, I wasn't next to it. Dorian was right next to it. Like, so, but
either way, dumb shit happens all the time.
It was just one of those dumb shit things happened.
And I turned Mama Bear because I love my people.
Well, I've met you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. League enforcer, but yeah.
And I'm a big thing of the rules. So if I know like what I do as a ref, which is to usually say things like, you sit out for this half.
Fuck you, stupid motherfucker.
Well, no, I mean, like, when I'm reffing, I'll make somebody sit out for half if it's egregious.
Right. No, that's
or like
too.
A whole, you know, game, but it would have to be really awful, I think. I don't know. I've never done that, but.
Yeah, but I mean, like you said, there's a lot of things that happened, a lot of things that went wrong. Obviously, you guys were fired up going into the game because you said something about being underdogs or whatever.
Oh, yeah, we were 14
You guys were going, so you guys were already pumped up. They were pumped up because obviously they're having a pretty good season.
Actually, the way that my team walks into the game, they just casually walk up and hang out. They're like, yeah, like, this is what we're going to do today.
Yeah.
The most calm people I think I've ever, like, met in my life.
Fair enough. Just
chill, walk up.
Oh, like, football. All right, we footballed.
Yeah, we're here to play football.
Oh, spike in the face. Oh, yeah, we're chilling calm. Yeah, all right, cool.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
let's please people.
No. We're going to show up. All right, we're gonna go have
but
a good
I do
game.
Think, I do think, though, if a game starts getting chippy, and then you kind of nailed it.
Something should be done by the refs, yes.
Well, right, and I think you guys got kind of boned by your ref pairing. Like, Jeff, I think, is a good ref, and he knows how to ref things, but he's also relatively new, and he's older, and he's still figuring out the league. I mean, he's made some, like, mistakes that maybe are what you would do in other leagues or whatever, and that's fine. I'm not shitting him, but, like, still, brand new. And then Warren, I don't know. That fucking dude might be the worst ref we have.
One week, shows up and he knows everything.
But he doesn't, yeah, but he's not there, and then obviously you're saying he was distracted and, like, all this other shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean,
this game he was
I think
good.
If we, like, rated refs
like,
overall,
this week
he'd be.
He showed up and was like, yeah, I'm going to, like, he was a decent.
I'm ready to rock and roll. Oh, also, I'm going to miss this thing and not say the right thing. So it's like, it's just sucks and. You know, what are you gonna
I also
do?
Heard someone at some point yell, "Are you the lead ref?"
Oh,
no. Yeah, that's what made me upset too, was because he
was
got like
Jeff?
Overturned. Yeah, I don't know.
I thought it was Jeff
I
yelled
said,
it to Warren.
I'm like, I'm always told that the lead ref is the
There's
one.
There's no such thing
know?
As a lead ref.
That's
well,
what
that's
Garba
what
said
that's
to me
what
two
I
weeks
There's
ago.
No such thing. There is the line and there's the back.
Game yelled, "Are you the lead ref during the PI call?"
Okay, well, we're going to say this right now. There is no such thing as a lead ref. You have a line and you have a back.
Actually,
if it's something that happens in the back.
Look up the rule book.
Senior
the line
referee.
Does, it does say linesman is, though. It can hello, bottles.
That doesn't make sense.
Overturn the call.
That doesn't.
Both refs disagree.
That doesn't make sense. If something happens 30 yards on the other side of the field, how is the line judge going to see whether a guy grabbed the guy's
arm?
Take
it up with that guy I flipped off on Saturday.
Jeff Kroll?
Well,
Jeff and I have a testy history, so I don't think I should.
I don't care about your testies. Anyway, Doreen has to get me a beer, and Missy has to read the 11 o'clock game.
It will be fun to play 50
minutes.
Yeah, we're killing it here.
Okay, 11 o'clock.
I love it so much.
Sticky Bandits, 14. Proto Swagons, 8.
Barn Burner.
Wanderers, 35. D-Generation X, Y, and C, 16. Sausage McMuffins, 50. Mo Chicken, 14. Blitzkrieg, 23. Pit Parade, 6.
Yeah, so let's see here. The McMuffins put up 50 points on Mo Chicken. I guess the one win Mo Chicken had a couple weeks ago might be a little bit of a... long figured out afterthought. It's kind of a wrap there. But McMuffins continued to look awesome. They moved to 4-0, I believe. Yep, 4-0. Yep. I got it right in front of me. Shout out to them. That's kind of awesome. The Wanderers moved to 5-0. They beat up on the Kellers. The Wanderers are just on a different level this year.
My understanding is the Kellers were not at full strength either, so that didn't help
them. That definitely
them.
Didn't help them. But yeah, the Wanderers are looking phenomenal. Like, to give you topper stats like we used to do, the Wanderers are 5-0. They've scored 223 points in those five games.
Is that
and they
are
on 118. Historically, that's not too shabby. They're not even like winning by a score. They're usually winning by more than that now. So I don't know what it is this year for them, but they're killing it.
They're
so that's
just
pretty awesome.
They are about as – and they didn't even have – I don't think they were at full strength today or that day either.
That's crazy. But, I mean, shout out to them. Big win for them. Let's see here. Sticky Bandits 14, Frodo Swaggins 8. Not exactly a high scoring affair here.
It was a game of defense.
So it would seem. you guys have notes on it. So like, what happened?
I played for Frodo, so that was their first mistake. Like, they could only get a geriatric as a sub. So, but they had Katie Swanson. She was diving and making, you know, amazing defensive stops. So we actually held them to a much lower, you know, score because of really her. The wind really picked up around here too. So not to like say that hindered it, but it definitely played, I think, a factor, and hence why it couldn't be the offensive shootout it should have been with having Mike Thomas and Garrett going head to head. Frodo was short. And then, one of my favorites is I love rushing Mike Thomas. Here's my dog.
Oh, she didn't know the rule.
Yeah, that you have to, like, barricade it. My favorite thing is rushing Mike Thomas because he's, he gets the ball out in 2.4 seconds. So if I want to you know, relax while I'm rushing, I can. I just, like, I count as fast as I can. I get ready. I pull my hands up. Doesn't matter. Dude sidearms it. He's just, he doesn't need the full 4 seconds. Yeah. But, yeah, so basically, and then at one point, Josh was on Frodo, and I heard Mike Thomas go, no, we can't do that play. Josh knows it too well.
Yep.
So then he just, like, you know, changed his offensive play based off of whatever he was seeing out there. It was fun to watch, but, yeah. But
yeah, I mean, obviously.
They demanded their money back, I heard.
But, yeah, I mean, holding Sticky to 14, that's still really good on Frodo's end, really close. John, you said you saw a little bit of it. What did you have in the game?
Yeah, so Sticky didn't have Drew, which that's a pretty big factor in a game,
yeah,
as well,
because
he's really good. But like I said, Garrett, he even admitted this later, and that he just didn't feel comfortable. His passes were floating a little bit. He didn't play his
because of the wind or just in general.
The wind's was a huge part of it. I mean, there was one during Breakfast Club that came to me and it started just floating like a saucer away, and that's a weird one to catch. But I think both quarterbacks got impacted by the wind a little bit. Maybe they were overthinking it. Maybe just it actually had the impact. But neither team looked incredibly comfortable on offense. But on the flip side, defensively, both teams played strong. Frodo looks, I think, leaps and bounds better this session than they have in the last 3 D1 sessions. And I know they had Sean when they won and moved up to D1 and lost him, obviously. But I don't think that I think they've only gotten better. And they didn't have Sal, because Sal was playing for the Wanderers. Another big impact that maybe would have helped the game. But I like seeing how Frodo has kind of maintained the same team. But they just keep getting better, more competitive. They may not win the game, but they're not getting blown out anymore.
Right. Well, that's kind of what we talked about earlier. Continuity matters. You know, Missy was saying earlier, Ball's team kept changing players every offseason, and then all of a sudden, here they are with the same players, and they're having a really good season. So continuity does matter. People know the routes, and they know how to play better with each other, et cetera, et cetera. The more you add to your team or take away from it consistently, that tends to give you those uneven results. Last game at 11 was Blitzkrieg 23, Pit Parade 6, not something I wanted to hear about while I was out in Vegas, as we did not do anything too great and we'd fall to 0-4. But Blitzkrieg goes to 2-1. Shout out to them. They're doing A-okay in D5. I like to see that. John, you were on the team, but I guess you didn't play. You just kind of waddled around and watched. Why don't you tell me what happened?
Why waddle?
Waddled.
Why not?
Yeah, so just because I hurt my shoulder last week, I didn't want to chance it and, you know, end up hurting it
more.
It's
worth it. I'm glad you didn't play.
So I didn't play. Dave Walter started at quarterback. Nothing just felt... I think we went down and scored the first drive.
That the first play was...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was the second drive. Okay. Yeah,
first play was a pick six, right?
Pick six, and the team just didn't look comfortable at all on offense. It was... We ended up having Malicki throw
at some point
toward the end of the game, and just because he wanted to get out there and throw, and we just looked discombobulated on offense the whole time. Really couldn't move the ball. We got a little fortunate that Blitzkrieg was kind of the same way on offense.
I heard our defense played pretty good. But how many pick sixes did they have? I heard they almost had. I think they had two, maybe, or something like that.
Well, I think they only had one, but they had definitely had one or two that got them close,
okay,
and at least got them down within striking distance. But whenever they had to drive the field, defense held up, stopped them a few times close to midfield, but unfortunately just no continuity on offense. Obviously, it sucks. When I wish I would have been out there.
Yeah.
Probably would have been different, but...
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, Dave knows how to, you know, call an offense and do stuff, but he hasn't thrown in X amount of week since last fall at least, so can't really blame him too much. Plus, if you're telling me you're playing in a windstorm, that kind of sucks. But you mentioned Malicki, and that's a big, big part for us. We haven't had him all season.
We haven't had Sam either.
Supposed to be there too, but I'm sure he got stuck. I guess he just keeps having to work when our games are, and that just is a killer, which sucks. But
a lot of this start is, you know, I'm still getting comfortable with the team. We've got some new players that I've got to put it on me to make sure that they're running the routes that I'm asking them to run. Maybe I'm not being descriptive enough, but we have talent. The talent is there. I think that the second half of the season can be a nice springboard, and we could take that into the playoffs. There's a lot of talent between Alex, if Sam's there, Malicki.
On the plus side, we're 0-4, which sucks, but we played the Powerpuff Girls, 4-0.
Yep.
Sasha McMuffins, 4-0, looking great. Blitzkrieg's 2-1, they're looking all right. We played Not So Sticky, who's always good, and arguably could have won two of those games. So
easily.
Maybe we'll be better in the second half. I fucking hope so, anyway.
Blitzkrieg is holding their own in D5. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Them and the McMuffins. I mean, they're a combined one.
Oh, yeah, they both
move. Well, McMuffins is... McMuffins, let's call a spade a spade. They're a completely different team.
Yeah, they're a little D6. Bit... You're right, yeah. They're a little bit
completely
different.
They changed.
Yeah, they changed a bunch. Alex is actually the QB on my Breakfast Club team.
Mm-hmm.
He told me how they changed a little bit. They actually lost Ricky, which is a huge piece.
They got
lose.
An upgrade, though.
Yeah.
I will tell you, they got an upgrade. But Ricky's real good, but...
I'd say it's hard Charles to, like, replace him.
Last week? He's really fucking good. He broke my thumb, but fuck him. I heal quick like Wolverine. I'll be okay.
But Blitzkrieg's a really fun team to play, too.
Yeah, I love those guys.
They're super nice.
I was really bummed that I saw that the game I was going to miss was against them, because I always enjoy talking, like, fake shit to Alex and stuff. We've done it for, it feels like, 100 years now, because I used to play with them against them with, like, the gender team and stuff. Too,
yeah,
so.
I don't know any of their names. There's one kid on the team. He's got tattoos all up and down his arms, dark hair, and he's always like, when he plays us, we used to play us. He's always like, let's just want a tie. Let's just have a tie. Let's just tie the game.
I feel like there's at least 40 people in the league that just always say, you want to, like, just tie and go drink. Yeah. And it's like everybody.
It's not even that he's like you get one of them. Like, he's one of the best players on our team too, and he's like running all day, and he's like, let's just call a tie, and then he goes and catches a deep ball, and he's like. We'll still have a time.
We'll still figure it out. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I love that. What happened at noon?
12 o'clock. Legends, 36. What a Dump, 12. Scared Hitless, 43. The Malones, 34. Tater Tots, 39. Mike's Detailing, 22. Vaspium, 48. Cobblestone, 0.
Well, Cobblestone had some people, so...
The surprise is Kevin Hurley was throwing for Vaspium.
Like,
and
the
they
whole
put
game?
Up 48.
Wow.
Well, he asked me to throw it, and I'm like, look, I'm trying to rest my shoulder for the week.
Look
and
at
he
you.
Goes, I guess I'm...
The temptation.
He also was trying to do it same day, which I told him Jeff was never going to allow. And he goes, oh, I guess I have to throw it. He walks off, and now I see they won 48 to nothing. So
I guess
he might need to
no
reconsider his options.
Plus, he might have been playing against just five people, though, because knowing
I think they actually had six this time.
I love it.
I think. I'm not 100% sure.
I did see Daryl was there, but I didn't see any other of his players.
That's the fun thing about Cobblestone. You never know whether they'll have three or eight. I don't know if they've ever had eight people. Who am I kidding?
I love it. So let's see here. The Legends do kind of what you expected them to do. They win 36-12. Sucks for What a Dump, because you'd like them to have at least shown up a little bit more against the Legends, but... Whatever. I mean, maybe the wind had something to do with it. Or they were also on their second game. And it's also that, like, you play your game and then you got to, like, cool down for an hour and then you play again thing. I almost think if you have a doubleheader, would you rather play it back-to-back or would you rather have
back-to-back?
Yeah, I think that didn't help them. And arrested Legends, who are just, you know, super fucking good. Like, that sucks. Tater Tots go to 2-0 on the day, too. They beat Mike's Detailing. Yeah, that's a big day for the Tots. Like I said, they moved to... 3-2, they're third in their division, and I mean, Jesus, anybody in that division that isn't really Vaspian or Cobblestone can win that one, right?
Absolutely.
Like, that's a top six that is crazy.
That is, D4 is always probably one of the most even divisions within the league. I don't think it's ever been this even.
You're not wrong. So then I think this is qualifies as a surprise. Scared Hitless 43, the Malones 34.
That's a big surprise.
George,
I talked to Race after. Oh, go ahead.
Hold on. George sent me a text because he was jazz and he knew I was in Vegas, obviously. Yeah. So I'm just going to read the whole text because it's funny. He goes, hello, I hope you're having a great day. You want to know who else did? Scared Hitless taking down the Malones. Hoping it could be talked about in the podcast because it deserves to be discussed. The Malones came strong, putting up multiple scores quickly, playing fast and to their strengths. But Scared Hitless, led by Dylan Day, stayed steady and true to who they are. Good fundamental football, figuring out what the defense was giving, and delivering bullets when needed to Jamie Warren, who was eating the defense alive to the point they had to put a guy on her to try to take her away. That's where the unknown names of the team stood up. Huge catches from Tyro Nichols. A massive deep ball and huge pick from Jarrett Johnston. This team, when they're all there, is a team you don't want to take lightly. They have what it takes to win D2, especially when Brandon Farr comes off of injury reserve. And also, George, you know, you're supposed to play for them too, which would make them
a lot
better.
Oh, yeah, they had no George or Brandon.
Yeah.
No George, no Farr.
Exactly. So he named names of people who I don't even know, but shout out to them. Yeah, Scareless, that's a big win. I don't think anybody really had them pegged to beat the Malones, who always look so damn good. I don't know if they got cocky and
they
whatever,
looked,
but...
They were short-handed.
No, they weren't. Because they had their quarterback and their girls, and they had the Labrador Nick. He's
such a sweet boy.
He just always looks, who I ended up apologizing to for how I acted at St. Patrick's Day when I saw him. Because I was just so obnoxious on St. Patrick's Day. I was like, I feel like I should apologize to you.
Nobody listening. So you said you talked to Race, though?
Yeah, he just said that they were off. He was like, we were off. But he did mention a girl. He was like, there was a Jamie. Girl cooking us. Yeah, and he was like, we were just off. And, you know, he's like, we'll get back. Like,
I do remember being down at the fields, too, though, and seeing one of the Malone girls in a chair on the sideline. Like, she was injured.
Oh, no.
And that's not good. But they have, four really, really good girls?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But, I mean, to lose somebody to injury
that's
like,
don't
especially
get me wrong.
A girl when you can use all four.
You're not wrong. Yeah. You're not wrong at all, actually. But let's roll on to 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Eyes Downtown, 39. Legends, 37.
Jesus Christ.
ILF, 51. Bird Watching in Birkenstocks, 28. Mike's Detailing, 57. Puckett, 32. Powerpuff, 44. Not So Sticky, 28. Jake from State Farm, 36. Stir the Sauce, 15.
All right, well, first off, shout out to Jake from State Farm. They got their first win as a unit.
That's the Woodpecker's Bowl.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to get your first win and you get it over the team you separated from, that's pretty fucking fun for them. They beat Stir the Sauce 36-15, so shout out to them. That's really cool. Powerpuff Girls continue to just,
do what they do.
Yeah, that's what they do. 44-28 over Not So Sticky. They move to 4-0. They just keep scoring obscene amounts of points and being really, really good at football. Tino messaged me some ref notes about the Mike's Detailing Puckett.
That's a big win for them.
Well,
Puckett is good.
Puckett is good. Now, do you know much about Puckett? Are they the same Puckett?
They have
and
a
also,
lot.
Also, didn't they take like a whole year off or something?
They have a lot of the same players, but they have a quarterback that is brand new.
Ooh.
So that's the big differentiator, but they still have much of the same talent except, you know, a few guys, like one of the guys, I don't know his name, but he had like kind of curly hair, short mullet.
Okay.
Who was super fast, super good, but he's popped his Achilles a cut like last
year.
And I don't think he'll be back.
Poppity pop.
Oh, it was against my team and I saw it happen. I'm like, ooh, that was ugly.
You hate to see it. Hold on. So Tino dropped me some ref notes about this game. Thank you, Tino, again. I love that he does this every week. He said, two big-time grabs, including a dope-ass one-hander by, I believe his name was Mike for Mike's Detailing, kept them in it early in the game. However, Puckett's melodic execution on offense ultimately led to them pulling away for the dub. That's all I needed to hear.
That doesn't sound like wording from Tino, though.
I don't know if ChatGPT is just, like, translating Tino.
that
but does
like
Tino know that ChatGPT
Tino.
Exists? So that's another question. But I love it.
Sorry, Tino, I love you.
Save my GPA.
I love it. Yours and many, many, many other students. Eyes Downtown 39, Legends 37. Obviously, the shocker and most amazing thing of the day. The Legends lose, and Eyes Downtown win.
There's no chance Bobby shuts up about that one.
Well, he shouldn't.
I actually have notes from Bobby.
I fucking figured you would. Did he know you were coming on the podcast earlier? And as soon as he found out, he immediately... Oh, you got it.
I actually asked
okay.
him.
Tell me what the hell happened. I need to know.
He said, hell of a game. Very back and forth between two great teams. And then he said, I mean, Drew Butler had probably 4 touchdowns. He is phenomenal. If there was a standout and... our girls caught literally everything I threw their way. Their improvement from the beginning of the season until now really shined through and played as good as anyone ever played from the girl position as far as catching the ball that goes, in my opinion.
Hell yeah. That's pretty awesome. So
it was Emily Belfield's first game back after having a baby.
I was going to say, it's been a minute. So that's big. That is big for all of them. So shout out to Eyes Downtown for pulling up an offset. Definitely. And that's pretty awesome. So... ILF 51, Bird Watching, and Gray Hair Don't Care, 28.
It's not really gray hair, though.
No, it's not at all. I have no idea.
Not even close.
No.
It is Eichhoff, his wife.
That's it. That is gray hair.
And a lot of new people.
All right. New people. Who they got?
Jackie's always played with them. She's one of the other girls.
Yes.
And the third girl that played that day, I've seen her before, but I don't think she's ever played in TSL. She's played with them in Game On and Pick Up.
Okay.
I mean, I'll go into
some... I didn't know any of the guys.
I have notes from Becca on ILF.
Give me the Becca notes. Let's do that
All
first.
Right. She said, ILF had an amazing game. Steve is a great addition to ILF, supporting his team in deep balls and great defensive plays. The team this year on ILF has great communication and a really positive attitude.
Perfect.
Also, they have... Like,
and Buddy.
Buddy
helps, yeah.
Phenomenal quarterback. Like, I played in that game, and I... I remember I was like, I have to pee in the middle of the game. And I was like, I can't hold it anymore. I ran because I was, Beck and I were alternating on offense. And I can't remember her. Kayla was all-time O. And I was like, okay, I got 30 seconds. The porta potty's right there.
Let's go.
I come back. They're already on D. And I was like, holy fucking shit, guys. I was like, what? And I was like, I didn't expect it to go that fast. And Buddy looks at me and he laughs. He goes, you mean you didn't expect me to score a touchdown that quick? And I said, no, I didn't.
I was that's exactly what I was saying.
Came back.
It's funny how his cockiness is actually adorable. Like, you can't even be mad at him.
Because he's only like 5'2".
No.
And he's so unintimidating. Buddy's so nice, and he's just, there's just no intimidation about him. There's nothing about him that makes you think, this guy's a killer. Mm-hmm. And then he does killer things. I watch him do it in hockey all the time, and it just translates to the football.
We put a guy rushing in on Breakfast Club because we knew, like, there's no way.
You have to. Yeah.
We had, when we played you guys in D3, it was just like, all right, Steph, Godspeed. And she, I mean, she tried her fucking ass off.
It's almost impossible to get him.
Yeah.
So, shout out to ILF, though. Putting up 51 is a big deal. I know that they are arguably the favorites in that division, but, I mean, everybody else behind them.
They really have to, right? The stunts aren't in the way this year.
True.
This game was, I reffed it. It was just a complete and utter mismatch. It's
noted.
Fat. ILF is fast, smart. You know, the big difference between Ethan, who used to be ILF's quarterback, to Buddy is it's just smarts. You know, Ethan was learning the game, but very talented. Buddy already knows how to win. So that's the big difference.
Fantastic. I love it. Another dog run in. Let's go.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's, oh my God, we're getting longer here. We got stuff to do. What happened at 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock. Cunning stunts, 44. Becca gets wrecked, 26. Practice Squad, 26. Girthquakes, 22. Powerpuff Girls, 43. Jake from State Farm, 22. Blue Ballers, 39. Sticky Laces, 36. Dog Pound, 33. Select, 6.
So after Select's offensive output, that was huge last week, they only put up 6 yet again. Kind of a bummer, but they fall to 1-3 by the Dog Pound, put up 33 points to go to 3-1. Arguably, I think this is their most
biggest
wins in a season.
Biggest turnaround.
And I think that this is the most points they've ever scored in a game, but I could be 100% wrong on that. But I do feel like...
Well, last year was their first year.
No. Well, they've played 3 seasons now, right? This is the 3rd season?
Dog Pound, I think, played all of last year.
Yeah, so spring and fall, and then now they're back again. So, yeah, but, I mean, they're growing. That's pretty cool.
Isn't that the team Tino started?
Yes.
Yes.
So, shout out to them. That's really cool. Like... I know, I think I said that's really cool, like, 72 times this time around, but, like...
That's awesome.
But, like, fuck it,
that's
bro.
That's really cool.
It is, though. It's good seeing new teams and new players, like, stepping up, honestly. That's... I love that shit. So, Blue Ballers, 39. Sticky Laces, 36, which is also, like, a bit of a shock. The Blue Ballers moved to 4-0, and Sticky Laces dropped to 0-4, and if you had told me that, you know, that would be reversed at this point, you know, like, what, 5 weeks ago, I wouldn't have been surprised at all. This whole thing is... It's a little weird now at this point. I don't know what's going on with the Sticky Laces, but shout out to the Blue Ballers. They're fucking killing it, so that's really cool. There we go again. What else happened? Practice Squad, 26. Earthquakes, 22. Shout out to the squad. They got their second win of the season. I think that puts them at 500 after a slow start, right? Yep, cool. Oh, man. And then the Earthquakes, they're 1-4. Ironically, their one win was against the Stunts, I think. So
yeah,
that's kind of fun.
I heard about
it was a close game. So that's really... something. They're sticking around that they're not winning. Yeah, I know. They haven't really gotten blown out too much. I think the Wanderers might have done some damage because their plus minus is minus 58. But other than that, they've been in their games. They look like they belong a little bit. So, hey, shout out to them. Cunning Stunts, 44. Becca gets wrecked, 26. Doreen, I believe you have some Becca notes?
Yes. Apparently, there was a little bit of a ref situation with this one, too. There was some clear holding of the shirts multiple times from Cunning Stunts. Nothing was ever called. Basically, Becca was stating, you know, even if the ball isn't in the air, so it must have been a situation where maybe one of the refs was like, well, it wasn't even thrown to them, right? Even if the ball isn't in the air or going to that person, there should be a penalty for grabbing and holding onto someone's shirt, slowing them down, and also because it could possibly cause injury to another player. So she's like, if I could say anything, I just want refs to make calls.
Fair enough.
Which is funny because we just had that conversation. Yeah.
That's actually a good time. Whatchamacallit. So, yeah, either way, Stunts get a win. Is that their first win?
Yes.
That puts them at 1-2. Things feel a little more right in the world. Not sure why Becker gets wrecked lost, but maybe they didn't have people or something along those lines.
Well, it's because they were holding and the refs weren't. Yeah. Did you listen sounds to me the
like,
notes?
No, sounds like sounds to me like D1 people were doing D1 shit. Oh, no.
But, that's a good move.
That's pretty much what it was.
That's actually what I said to like to my team. Like they were like, well, there's holds all the time. I'm like, well, I was like, they do it in D1. I was like, yeah, we're playing in D6. It shouldn't happen. But like you're playing against D1 players. D1 shit's going to happen.
Gets a little chippy.
Pretty much.
A little chippy.
And then the Powerpuff Girls put up 43 against Jake from State Farm, who were probably just so elated from the game before where they, you know, beat their arch rivals, as we call it at this point. Yeah. Plus, second game in a row, and all of a sudden you're playing, you know, some of the best girls in the league.
Who were also on, like, fourth game of the day.
Were they really?
90% yeah, of them.
You were part of that somehow?
Yeah. I am a ultimate sub on their roster. So Amber will text me, like, when she needs me. Or it's like last minute, like, oh shit, something happened. Can you come over to the field?
And you're like, yeah, I mean,
I'm like, yeah, I'm here. I'm here anyway. I'm here anyways. Fuck it. Why not? Jake from State Farm actually was in the lead at some point.
Oh, really?
Yes. In the beginning of the game, they came out strong. Powerpuff, I mean, they always come out strong, but fourth game for 90% of them. Most of them played at 1 and 2, and then, like, half the team, like Cody was quarterback. Kyle wasn't there this week.
I was going to say that. It wasn't even
Kyle.
So that
was Cody's fourth game he QB'd. Kayla's on What a Dump in Powerpuff. That was her fourth game. Just all of them are on 3 or 4 games at this point. And back to back with some of them with an hour break. It was a day for most of them at that point. And
yeah, scheduled them no favors for sure.
No favors this week for them. So definitely like came out tired. And even afterwards, I think Kayla was like, do we have a bye next week? She goes,
I'm so tired.
She goes, I need time to recover.
I think we've all been there.
I felt it too. I didn't go and play much with them. I just played like anytime anyone needed
me. I'm here when you need me. Oh, no, I'll go off. It's fine.
That was me. I put on my shirt and I stood on the sideline and I was like, whenever anyone needs one, I was like, you guys are the core people. I was like, I'm just here to help you if you need it. If you need a break, you tell me.
All right, then. Well, that pretty much wraps up another, you know, week about the games and stuff. So this is where we move into our winners, losers, final thoughts section of the program where we can kind of finish up and get the fuck out of here real soon. So, well, as always, we start with winners. We'll go around the room waiting for Doreen. Doreen paused for like 30 seconds before she actually sneezed.
And then because you paused talking, waiting for me to sneeze, I was going to call you directly out on it.
Johnny, you get to start because you're to my left. Give me your winner of the week, my
Wonderful.
Guy.
Wonderful. I hadn't thought about it yet.
Cool. You know the rules.
I'm going to say winners of the week.
I'm just going to say Powerpuff Girls. They keep that dominating. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
That's
they
fair.
Seem to put up 40-plus points, win by 20-plus points. Hopefully they don't be like the Stunts and have like multiple years in the playoffs where they just can't get over the hump. But if anybody can do it, it's them. They're extremely talented.
And I think
how dare you even say that?
I think they're going to win D5 and move up to D4 sooner than later, personally. But
well, yeah, but...
We'll see. Well, you got to look at it, too, though. How many D4 teams get screwed up by if they move up, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think very many.
So no, not for them.
Yeah, they should be all right. Yeah, Doreen, who's your winner of the week?
I have several.
Several winners of the week.
It's
all right.
True.
Cool, go for it.
Okay, first I have to talk about my new teammate who I've known since 1995, Greg Mosicki and his wife Meg. They are expecting a baby boy.
Baby boy, let's
and
go.
And so they just had the gender reveal on Saturday after the Rose Garden, and they made the announcement over our group chat. So that was really fun. I'm actually going to go with Melissa and Langley as well because they were the only people that ever showed up with their own drinks to a podcast.
That's true. They both did.
So I really appreciate that.
They come to Doreen's bar expecting, oh, she's got nothing
there.
She said,
to be fair, I did it because she said, I have beer and I'm not going to trust that. So I'm just going to bring what I
also don't usually show up empty handed if I absolutely
true,
don't
Sam.
Have to.
That's so sweet. So I just want to say thank you. But also I was going to go with winners being, and I've brought this up before and it probably sounds lame, but it isn't. I just like really love giving my flowers to women in this league who leave to go create life and then they come back and they kick ass. You mentioned one.
Belfield's Emily.
Yep.
Yeah, first came back after having a baby.
And then I had Laura on me from Sticky Bandits when I played for Frodo. And there were a couple times where, you know, Garrett just puts this like perfectly placed ball. I have a step on her like two different times, and she closed that gap, and she looks great. I told her, I was like, "You're looking snatched, Mama."
Her and Riley are training. They are actually with the same person that Dree was working with.
Yeah,
from what I saw.
Well, I just want to give them their flowers because, you know.
They look amazing.
They look amazing, and they're out there killing it after they left to go create life. So they're my winners.
That's it? You good?
Yep.
Missy, who's your winner of the week?
My winners of the week. I would have to say my Breakfast Club team.
There you go.
Sphinx.
It's okay. Big win.
Danielle's been busy. She's had life, so she hasn't been there for most of the season so far. But she warned me ahead of time. She gave it ahead. And the five guys, so Stoner, Kyle, Alex, Jamie, and T from Vastman, they show up every week. They make it work. I have so far had two players that have not showed up yet. The one has been busy with work. The other one just never even responded last week. But these same five players show up every week, and they go out there, and they try their hardest every single week. Same thing with the girls. I mean, we have at least three girls every week. They show up, and they try their best, even though it's 9 a.m. It's Breakfast Club. And also, Stoner and I had a conversation about how the whole point of Breakfast Club is to have fun, to learn, to, like, make people want to be in the league. Like, it's supposed to be the whole league is supposed to be something positive. But, like, our whole goal for this team is to just have fun and be positive and make people actually want to stay and play.
Stoner's one of the most positive teammates you could ever ask for, too. And there's been so many times where, like, he has on, you know, I remember I was playing one time and I dropped a ball and I took myself off because I'm like,
I'm old and washed up. It's all over.
Well, it's more like the other women that were on at that time, like, they should be on offense. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no problem knowing where my weaknesses are. If you got these girls, you don't, like, I think it was Katie Salisbury was the one other woman.
She turns her ankle, okay?
Right? Yeah. You know, why am I
on the field and she's
where was
on the
this stoner for and Breakfast Club last session?
He's like, get back out there. He's like, don't you dare, because it gets in your head. So just go back out there, catch the next one, and you'll see. And, you know, sure enough. And so it's a nice positive addition to a team.
Wow.
I love it. I have two winners of the week. The first winner is Becca. I'm giving it to her because she gave Doreen Becca notes. for long-time listeners of the podcast, Becca was like my younger Doreen, my bad. But she was supposed to stick around for a while, and then Becca decided to give up on doing things because she got busy with jobs and other things.
And she lives an hour away.
Right. Well, she used to make notes all the time, and Becca notes was like a good... like a gimmick on the podcast, so it's good to hear that you were like.
I remember doing a podcast with her. She had four pages.
Yeah, she had pages of notes printed out. It was the best. So it was just cool, just for you to say earlier, like, "Oh, cool, we got Becca notes." It's just, you know, that's just fun. The other one is the quarterback from Blue Ballers gets a shout out because he specifically emailed Jeff Kroll saying, "Hey, I don't know how good we'll be on it, but we want to be on the podcast because, like, we'll help out and say stuff." So shout out to anybody who actually does the reach out, like, let's go on the podcast, et cetera, et cetera. So Jeff told me that earlier.
I've just gotten into asking everybody I play against now.
I know, like, but see, here's the thing, though. That means they're going to talk about the same game you're in. Now, unless there's, like, a horrendous, like, this guy cleated this guy and spiked a ball into his face scenario where we want that to happen, we want to get people from other games so they can talk about that game.
Yeah.
So, like, that's kind of where it's like, yeah, it's really easy to get people you play against, but then it's like, shit. That's why, like, John kind of said, I don't know if it was on air or not, but he's like, fuck, we play on all three of the same teams. So, yeah. I wasn't here, so I didn't
know.
There's
no diversity between what we will say.
Mm-hmm. But it kind of, yeah, exactly. So we kind of know. But
90% of the time, I'm available on a Monday night, and I do not think I will play in the same games as everybody. But I do typically play two or three games a week.
She is throwing her name in the hat.
And
she knows people's names.
She
you know how big
attention.
That is? Missy, no, it's coming at you. Well, you're always welcome to come on the podcast for sure.
Whenever you need someone.
Good to know. Good to know. So yeah, those are my winners, and let's roll into losers, John.
This is a loser in just a fun and loving way.
Mm-hmm.
It's Buddy, because they're playing bird watching, and of course, Eichhoff is calling timeouts because he wants to kind of work on things with his team, and Buddy throws a deep ball to Steve. And it goes for a touchdown. He goes, well, they wanted to call the timeouts. You know, I'm going to score. I'm like, okay, buddy. Now, I get what he was saying. He's like, I love it. But at the same time, it's like,
God damn it.
I'll give him this at halftime when Ike Off's wife was like, run the clock, run the clock. You know, Buddy was like, yeah, don't worry about it. Just run the clock. But he gets loser of the week simply because he only threw that deep ball just to make a point. And I've got to say it.
I love it. Doreen, who you got for loser of the week?
Oh, I bet you could actually agree with this, Melissa, but I am going to go with the grounds crew that we had because while we were in the middle of playing our game,
oh yeah,
they were weed whacking the end zone. Weed whacking
field five as we were playing on the field.
Okay.
On the field, and they were weed whacking.
All right, that's
in the middle of the game.
That's a
new thing. Do you remember when they had to come mow while we were playing?
Well, that's because they didn't, and Tucker fucking gave them their last rights at that point. Yeah. Like, we have a fucking contract. Get the fuck out there. I remember that.
So, that would also be one of my losers of the week. The other one, sorry, I got to do it, but Jenna.
Get her.
She was supposed to wear her shirt backwards all day long.
She didn't.
She didn't. I came over, I think it was a 1 o'clock game that she was reffing, and she had her shirt on the correct way.
Well, then I guess she suspended for a week.
She only followed her bet that she lost for half the day.
Well, we'll let Jeff Kroll know, and Jenna will be suspended for Breakfast Club next week. You cannot make...
let her play.
No!
She's got to wear her shirt backwards for Breakfast Club.
She'll have
make
to
make up for it.
She can play if she writes you an apology poem.
Actually, there's a bunch of pictures on the day I got to send to Jeff. We took pictures. The poem, I would love it.
Yeah, I think it's got to be an
apology
poem.
Jenna, if you're
poem.
Listening, I need an apology poem.
Apology poem. That's exactly... This is where I ask, what would Lenny do? And that is exactly what Lenny would do. Apology poem.
I do have to say, Jeff Kroll came up with a really good idea the one day when we were talking in the Breakfast Club Captain Chat about, like...
Oh, the Elmo suit?
Yeah.
For his daughter's birthday?
I think losers should wear the Elmo suit to my kid's birthday party
<That's brilliant>.
In July. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I text out every week. I'm like, all right, so-and-so, what's our bet this week?
My loser of the week, because I didn't really have one, because I wasn't really around for any of the nonsense, is John Langley. I get to give it to John because he was actually
look at
a
his
few
face.
Minutes ago talking in our group chat for our... you're going to be real mad about it.
Yeah, I'll own this one.
I know. You have to own this one. It's the best.
How are you talking in a group chat while
because
we're doing
Sid on
a podcast?
My face doesn't fucking stop, okay? Nobody stops having their face sit on when Sid runs a team. But whatchamacallit. So
I got the name wrong.
I definitely had asked on the way here, like, hey, if anybody has anything on any games they saw, let me know. You know, it's because I didn't see shit. And nobody really gave me anything. But at one point, Emma decided to tell us that she almost had a diving catch. And John said, laid fully out for it. I mentioned it. And I got to say, I'm pretty sure you got your name wrong and thought you were someone else.
Yeah, I got the name wrong.
So we got the name wrong for Emma, who was the one who decided to lay out and had all the good things John had to say
Langley,
about it.
Anybody that knows me, this should not surprise
it's
you
so much
at
funny.
All.
She doesn't give a shit. It's funny, but like I just thought that's perfect like because it just happened right here.
That's so Langley.
In lifetime. Yes, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. And I think I stole his like final thought where he was going to correct that because I told him about it.
I was going to correct
it. I know. And I stole that too, so that makes me a jerk. But I love it. That's that on that. We'll go with final thoughts, which again can be about anything you want it to be. It doesn't have to be league related, but it definitely will be. John, what do you got for your final thoughts?
Well, first, fuck Joe K, my captain for two teams for calling me out like that.
Yeah, I'm basically.
We're not the captain of the set on my face. But final thoughts is more people need to open themselves up to reffing later games. I know it's a little bit of a challenge for people, but Garrett struggles to get those filled. If you can do it, it's not hard. It really, I know people are worried about getting yelled at. You really only have to worry about that in really D1. Yeah. Other than that, you might have an occasional bitch at you, but then you just say, I have the philosophy of you call what you see. And I tell refs that all the time. Call what you see, stick with it. I only get mad when you change your mind because someone's yelling at you.
And
so,
just and stop and communicate with
exactly.
each other.
So let's get more participation in the later games. It helps Garrett out a lot. This week actually filled out pretty well. It seems to be when the weather forecast doesn't look so well that people don't want to do it. But try to help them out. It makes life a lot easier. And if you are looking to get your four games to play on two teams, Garrett is not going to help you out if you wait till the end of the year. He's made that abundantly clear. Whoever has volunteered is going to get priority. So if you are looking to get your four games in, do not wait till the end because you're not going to get your requests.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Dory, what do you got this week?
I have several.
Ooh, several thoughts.
Several thoughts. Everybody listen, yay. Okay, you mentioned something earlier about like how a lot of people don't know like all the fun stuff we do. So I was thinking like putting stuff out for the captains and people who listen to the podcast regularly to make sure that their captains know to send out the links, the polls, you know, information about Breakfast Club, etc. Even the really big thing for me, which is Lenny and Ramir Day on June 7th,
mm-hmm.
Because that is a big party day, and it's kind of like the day that we all stay late. It's just known. Like, if you leave before 6 p.m., there's something wrong with you.
Well,
it is EA Music Fest.
It's Easterora Music Fest. I don't give a shit. I don't go to Easterora. I don't give a fuck about Music Fest. I stay at the Rose Garden.
I hear you. I understand both sides.
That's my thing. But anyways, yeah, send the links and just, yeah, getting the word out there about all the fun stuff, and that includes Breakfast Club.
Well, a lot of things. I do know that Jeff sends out the email to, I know he sends everything to captains, and captains are supposed to, like, spread the word, but I know that they don't. Mm-hmm. Like, they just fucking don't. And that part sucks. So it's like, all right, I don't know how else we do it. I think we need to start putting, like, signs up, like, where you walk to the fields, and just maybe just put a QR code.
QR code. That's so what I was thinking, right up at the bar. Yeah. Like,
the bar by the fields, like, just so people can be like, hey, this is all the shit you're missing out on that you might not know about, and it might be really helpful. So we'll have to think, we'll have to maybe get some stuff printed out or whatever. Again, coming up with zany ideas and things we should do tend to fall by the wayside when you don't have, like, the, you know, Scrooge McDuck worth of safe gold coins that Lenny used to just throw around for us. So we'll figure that out. But yeah, you're right. We gotta get that. We got the word out a little bit more. I assumed it was, but I guess it isn't. So
yeah, I wonder if it's just because we've gotten so big.
Bit newer people, you know,
too. I was saying, when I first started, I knew about all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I put up when we put our podcast up, I'll probably try to like tag people who are on the podcast, like on the Facebook thing, and they don't even follow us. I'm like, I don't think they know this exists. And then it's like people that have been here for a minute, so it's like, well, that sucks, because if people aren't paying attention to stuff, like, if anything comes up on the website, Jeff will be like, hey, I posted this, can you tell the people on Facebook? So I'll post the Facebook thing, like, hey, they put up the I know the podcast because I do that part, but like, hey, the Sentinel popped up, or the Godfather popped up, or the, what is it, the Power Rangers popped up. Like, he always tells me to post those, so I post them whenever the hell he texts me. And it's like, if half the people in the league, more than half the people in the league, aren't looking at the Facebook, well, then what the fuck is it really going to? It's going to the same people.
I don't think I follow the Facebook, but I definitely...
Exactly.
I definitely look at it, and I look at the website probably twice.
Because you know it exists, but some people don't know it exists. And I think, who was it? It was Kyle's mom. She's like, I didn't even know this thing was a thing until recently.
I will
recently.
Say, too, like, I knew a little bit about it just because, like, Blaze followed so much when I started.
Sure. That makes sense.
But aside from that, like, even joining Balls Deep, like, Chris Tracks. Is very good. He sends The Godfather out every week, and he sends the website. He's like... Or, like, I'll look at stuff. My sister looks at the website, like, sends the polls in our group chat. I send it to the Breakfast Club chat.
Perfect.
And I thought that was normal.
Right. Mm-hmm. It should be normal. I know there are teams that do it. Like, I fail as a captain because I definitely don't do the, like, here, guys, go look at what the Godfather said about us thing. Or, hey, go listen to the podcast I just did. Or hey, here's where we are in the power rankings, because I just assume that the people on my team have been looking at it for eternity.
Real quick,
but maybe they're not.
Langley left to go to the bathroom, and before he comes back, I want to call him a scumbag like three more times.
Scumbag.
Oh wait,
he's back.
Shh, okay, nobody talk about him anymore.
So Missy, what's what is your final thought?
My final thoughts is same thing with Breakfast Club. I thought more people knew about it.
Yeah.
So I have, like I said, I was trying my best to talk about it. Thought it was normal. So Everyone sign up in the fall.
Yeah, and not even among the league too. You know people.
I want to
try that out,
but
I'm not sure how it'll be. Like, will I like it?
I actually will say I have a couple friends that wanted to join, but they only wanted to be on my team, and I was like, I can't guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. It's a draft. Someone else could pick you up before I get there. Like, I gotta.
Well,
get
you
my
lie
core
to them
players.
And you say, hey, I'll get you, or I'll do my best to get you, and if not, I'll trade for you. And then
really
like, oh,
much of a liar.
Well, you're not lying. You say, I'll do my best to get you, and I'll try
I
to trade for you.
I do tell them,
otherwise.
I'm like,
stick
I
with me,
on
Padawan.
But, like, at the same time, like, you say, hey, I tried to trade for you, but they want to, like, keep you.
Yeah.
Let them show up and see. Maybe they'll, like, well, they'll still see you. They'll play against you.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like a whole thing.
I'll say this. This is a good way to do it, is that you bring somebody in, right? And then what you do is you do ask, like, this is a brand new person, if we could save,
mm-hmm.
you know, them for last. And we usually, all of us as breakfast captains, we will do that.
Okay.
And we'll say, okay. And, like, even with, like, me,
during
I got...
During on air, we rigged the draft. Great
it's
job.
Not rigged.
No, it's not
rigged.
Really
it's like
happens.
You get all the things, and then we ask these couple of people, leave them off to the side. This is so-and-so's daughter or brother, sister, yeah. Or brother.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you can, and you bring on one, right? And then they do one session, and then after that,
they don't care anymore.
They'll feel goofy, and
like
they
I brought
care.
My this yeah. year, I brought my sister on to Breakfast Club. Last year, nobody on Balls Deep actually played Breakfast Club, mm-hmm. and now Chris plays, and so does Paige and Emma.
Chris played before.
Paige was on our team before because Dylan called her Jill.
Not last session, the spring session, yeah, whatever it was, before. But they didn't play before. They barely even like cared about it or knew about it, and I was like, guys, come play. Like, I love it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I'll give it a shot. And now all of the girls on Balls Deep play in Breakfast Club. But I thought that was normal.
Yeah, I know.
I thought everyone knew about all of it. I thought it was a normal thing to know about. So everyone, look at the website.
I guess we
gotta
spread the word a bit more and do the things.
And also, my other final thought, mow the lawn before the games.
Well, if it rains, they can't, but I understand what you're saying, too. They need to do it a little bit better.
Or at least don't do it
in the
middle of
the
game.
Yeah, that was a whole thing, too.
Yeah, I mean, like, it didn't rain the Friday before. Like,
yeah, it didn't rain on Friday.
Yeah, it could have been done Friday. So.
Or at, like, 7 a.m. or 9 a.m. when no one was playing on the field.
Uh-huh. My final thoughts are, well, it seemed like a hell of a party. It seemed like everybody was jamming at the bar from what I could see from Vegas because I wasn't there. But all the stuff that was posted to Facebook, whether it was pictures or people's stories about them shotgunning beers or playing games and stuff, it's like, oh, cool. It's like, you know, that's usually it takes like 1 or 2 weeks before everything really starts going. And now the right people
it's
are staying
the weather,
longer.
Too.
That helps too, right? So everything's pretty cool.
But I would say if it's shitty, we go inside. And it's even more fun and intimate in there.
That's true. Yeah, intimate.
They're
that's the right term for
it. They're
not
happy when
league.
We go inside, though.
No, they hate that. But
they
that's okay.
hate it.
Well, it's not our fault about the weather. Yeah. The only other thing, it's cool to not have to report an injury because Bull Club didn't play this week. So that was really fun.
three games.
Which
three
only
injuries.
Means we're going to go 2 for 2 next week. Go team. It's going to be me. Let's do it. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, missing always sucks. I'll have to do it again in 2 weeks for my sister's wedding. That jerk. But other than that, what you gonna do, brother? Yeah, I don't know. It just seemed like everybody's having a good time. So the league's really like settling in. And, you know, we're right at it's the midpoint of the season, right? Yeah. So we have 4 weeks of the regular season left and then we get playoffs. And then we take a small break, go play at a winery for some reason just so we can get drunk on wine, and then we're back. So it goes so fast. It's like you wait for it, and then all of a sudden the league is like, boom, the season's half over. What the fuck? But
is there a specific date for the wine tournament?
No,
yet?
I don't.
It's
think
usually
so.
The first.
It's
week
one of
it's
the
first
August.
Or second.
Yeah, yeah. So it's probably the. I think
usually
the
lines up with the same golf tournament I play in, so I'm never able to play in it. But
it's always first
is,
or
that
second.
That is true. So we'll figure it out. I know that Jeff will probably have to talk to the winery. He hasn't said anything about it yet, so I'm assuming it's not done.
Oh, I just got a note from Sooner Dave. One podcast note. Owen William, I don't know how to say his last name, has opted for an earlier arrival. His baby was just born.
Okay. There's a baby.
Stoner Dave's baby was just born. I have pictures.
Stoner baby.
I love that.
Congratulations.
I love that baby Stoner literally
it's
was
Gdaniak
born. And the first thing.
I don't know how to pronounce it properly.
It looks like somebody spilled a Scrabble bag. It's fine. But like. That's true. Not the baby, the last name.
Oh.
But that's real. Yeah, you dumbass. Jesus Christ, Doreen. All right.
So, 2 o'clock this afternoon.
So the bonus last final thought is that Stoner Dave's baby and Sarah's baby it's around.
We have a new baby.
It's time to cut the hair, Stoner
baby. High as shit.
Look at
I
them.
Love it.
Oh my god, she looks great.
I love them.
Do you think the eyes are coming out squinty?
Yes, of course. Obviously, that's how babies work. But yeah.
Yeah. Well.
They all that gunk in their eyes. All right.
We're looking at
babies are adorable. And women are gonna swoon, and that's where we're at. But this has been a damn near 2-hour podcast, so I gotta end it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Shout out to the newest TSL baby. Literally just happened today. That's super exciting. I love everything. I love you guys, and I will see you at the fields. Thank you, Missy, for coming on. Thank you, John, for being here, even though I forgot about it. Thank you, for Doreen, for getting that scumbag. I will see you guys later. Just until next week. Bye.
Bye.